Now, imagine that today is your last day on this earth. Today, your number's up. Have you done what it takes to get into heaven? Well, have you or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, I'm no great basketball fan, but I know what a slam dunk is. It's when one of those skyscraper-sized basketball players jumps up and puts the ball straight through the hoop. If you throw the basketball from a distance, there's a chance you're going to miss. But with a slam dunk, it's a sure thing, straight through the hoop every time. Many a person who believes in Jesus wonders sometimes whether they're in. Am I good enough? Will I get into heaven? No doubt you've asked yourself the same thing. So what's the answer? Are you good enough? Will you get in? Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He defeated the rulers and powers of the spiritual world. With the cross, he won the victory over them and led them away as defeated and powerless prisoners for the whole world to see. In other words, if you believe in Jesus, it's a slam dunk. It's a done deal. It's not about whether you're good enough. In fact, you're not, and nor am I. None of us is. That's the whole point. That's why Jesus went and died on that cross for the likes of you and me. On that cross, he defeated the devil. With the cross, he won the victory over the powers of darkness. He made a spectacle of them and led them away for the whole world to see. And when you put all your trust, all your hope, all your faith in that Jesus, well, it's a slam dunk. Of course you're in. That's God's word, fresh for you today. What a powerful truth, eh? But there's a difference between hearing a truth like that and wrapping your heart around it so much that you can live as though it's true. That's why it's so important to get into God's word. So, if you'd like to go a bit deeper, let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.